If you're dating somebody right now, please stop listening because I might annoy the fuck out of you. Hey guys, so welcome back to the 8th episode of our podcast, Abdeep D. Ariyada Vices. So before we go into this, I want to thank everyone who supported us for our new segment or the release. You guys have been really supportive and we thank each one of you. And I've not even told the other two that our team, but we hit over 1,060-70 plays. And I am so grateful for that. For our podcast total, we've hit that. And I think it's awesome. So, Riya, Rachita, if you're listening this, don't kill me that I didn't tell you. But yeah, we did it. Okay, so you should have seen in the logo of the thing itself that I have striked out Valiba Vice and put Ariyada Vice. You can take this as a continuation of the Valiba Vice. It's a part two because many people liked it. Generally, people say it's the one of the like best ones in the whole thing. Many people like this a lot. Maybe they relate to me, because if you relate to me, I love you because you're awesome, you're legit. We're all in the single gang. Okay, so I want to talk about a very few things. Ariyada Vaisna, because I wanted like completely change. I shouldn't have put Valiba Vaisna. Valiba Vaisna, it's a suitable age. It's not a suitable age. It's a fucking Ariyada Vaisna age. Okay. So like, firstly, I want to do this quarantine relationship. I want to go through a run through. I didn't discuss about this last time, but ever since lockdown has increased and everything, now Chennai, like, they've opened everything. Why do you want to expose your relationship so much, bro? We know you're happy. We know you're happy with each other. You're so like couple goals. Wow, I love you, my Gucci pie and everything. We don't want to see that trash. You got it? Okay. Because we know how happy you are. You don't need to prove to us there that you guys are happy. You're going to cafe coffee day, or you're going to a beach, or you're going to park or somewhere. We know. Don't. And you have something known as your spam account. Put all your trash there. Please don't come and ruin our lives. Okay, I'm not saying it's wrong. I am just... you just got to give the... You just give me this episode, okay? I need to have this. I have this. Okay, so this is like one thing, and one more thing is that, like, please don't. Like, I get it, you love the other person, you guys in like a really serious relationship, but love us also, no? Please love us also, and we'll forgive you. Just don't hurt us like this. And what is with these celebrities nowadays? Already nalla tookalada romance selfies and everything. I vacation in Maldives and everything. They'll full expose and put I am very lucky, you're there for me baby and everything. What is with celebrities in the Vignesh Shivan matto, if he gets into my hands, okay, I get that Vignesh Shivan and Nayanthara couple goals. I itself also adore them as a couple. But there is a limit to everything. Every week, engayadu Goa pora, Pondicherry pora, Nayanthara arika, avloda birthday, evenoda birthday, maati. There's some other celebration or something. You go, stop clicking pictures and putting it there. I am swear I will kill you. Okay, like, I've gotten tired of this. Many people may ask me, you just said you were happy, you were single. Okay, see, singles, if they're happy, it doesn't mean they're not desperate. Okay, I'm not in my max desperate level, but I am trying to control my anger and infuriety or whatever that is. Okay, I am trying to control because we are also human beings. I am sane and insane, okay? And I have feelings. So please take those into consideration and stop exposing yourselves, okay? And I agree there must be, I think there must be a part of every one of us. Like, at one point of time, you were like, bro, I am really happy for you, bro. You got a girlfriend, you got a boyfriend, bro. I'm so happy for you. You guys look so cute together. Like, and on the other side, the same side, I am like, bro, what is wrong with these couples here, dude?
they like, why do they have to expose themselves so much? They don't care that we singles are and all there. This I'll go and tell to my some of my friends who are dating, and they'll be like, bro, even I am dating. I'll be like, why the fuck did I even come to you? Then on the other side, I'm like, I'm going to die single. Oh shit. Everybody is dating in the quarantine. People in third, second standard, fourth standard, fifth standard, not all having girlfriend, boyfriend. We're going to die single one day. But at the end of the day, there's only one form of me telling that, Advika, you're single, deal with it, we can be free. No commitment, no first month anniversary, no yearly anniversary, no chocolates, no flowers, and all that bullshit. And we can be free, we can hang out with anybody. I'm not saying that if you start dating, you'll have some restrictions, but you need to live under a few. Like, na sonna padi and episode la kuda single ah irundha eva namanalu side adikala. And I'm really happy, like, having crushes and dream dating all my celebrities and my celebrity crushes. So I am very grateful. And yeah, I think this episode was more over a rant more than, because I personally couldn't get topics. I hope you enjoyed this one, and if you relate with me, please tell me. This is gonna be a really short one because I fucking literally had no idea, and our content kudukara madam couldn't no idea. She had exams and all. I can't blame her. Also, mine just got over, so my brain is just now start functioning. So if you liked it, please tell us, because most of this might be relatable to you. And like I said, people, it's not wrong in having crushes daily or infatuations. In the vaisla, it's ariyada vaisa. It's where you don't even know anything, and just follow the dear zindagi kursi logic. Namo or chair poi vaangrona adu odane vaangitamaga or 10 chair try pannadha we are selling that perfect chair. So or 10 options, if you date 10 people and then get, if you have 10 crushes and then find the one, it's not gonna like be the end of the world. Okay, so I am not a philosophical speaker. I just told it because I don't want to hurt any of my friends who are dating, and I'm going to get screwed because everybody is dating nowadays, guys. Oh shit, I'm gonna die single. Okay, and no offense to the people who are dating, I love you. Okay, you're awesome. Happy, be happy. You guys do couple goals and everything, but do it less, love us also. Okay, and thank you guys for listening to this episode. That's it, that's the end. Na idhukku mela edukka maten, and we have a way more exciting updates coming up on our segment Getting Personal With, and we're gonna let you know really soon. And yeah, hope you have a great weekend. Yeah, that's it, guys. Have a great day. Be happy you're single, be happy you're committed, be happy you're insane, sane, or any shit. Nalla irunga avladha. Okay, so yeah, have a great weekend. Bye, guys.